In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A journey for the ages. Why do you stand looking up into heaven? Oh, I know, the gaze is glorious. The last day of classes. Exams over, papers written, RFE report submitted. Okay, 2 out of 3 isn't bad. For those finishing their first few years, the vision of warmth and relaxation looms at least over a brief break. For concluding students, the vision is of greener pastures. The seminary classroom exchange for the exciting unknown of the parish community. The gaze is glorious. Why do you stand looking up into heaven? Oh, the gaze may indeed be glorious, but don't mistake any initial digital footprints for the final scene. The journey has only just begun. And you are in for the ride of your life. Literally. Can't you see it? This is your life. As the two robed in white said to the apostles, "This Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way you saw him go into heaven." Just as he was baptized in the Jordan and anointed with the Spirit, so you have been baptized in the Holy Spirit. Just as he has eaten the bread of suffering and drunk the cup of the fruit of the vine, so you have eaten the bread of his body and drunk the cup of his blood. And just as he has ascended on high and will come again, so you will make the same journey with him through all of your earthly Galilees to the heavenly Jerusalem. The gaze down the road you journey is glorious because Jesus has made the journey before you, and you are now walking it in him. A journey for the ages and all ages. In his ascension is the sprout of the consummation of the final age. The end of the journey, where all ages and all of our journeys through them will find their end in him and with him. So gaze down the road of your own final journey. See the end, the final age, and cry the plea of pilgrims for the reign of the ascended Lord, his never-ending age. Come, Lord Jesus, come quickly. Amen. Cry with me. Come, Lord Jesus, come quickly. Amen.